Exercise 8, page 29.
Waiter, there's a scorpion in my soup. Are insects the food of the future? You're at a restaurant and there's a fantastic aroma coming from the kitchen. I think I'll have the dish of the day, you tell the waiter. Then out comes a huge platter of fried tarantulas and a plate of grasshopper tacos. You're going to enjoy that, says the waiter. Bon appétit! Now, maybe this makes your stomach churn, but some food scientists are hoping that insects will become a common sight at our dinner tables in the future. The idea of eating insects, known as entomophagy, certainly isn't new or unusual. Ancient Roman and Greek aristocrats, for instance, loved to dine on beetle larvae and locusts. What's more, insects are eaten today in 4/5 of countries around the world. In Ghana, bread is made from winged termites, and in China, cooked baby bees are a delicacy. In Thailand, the night markets are an insect eater's dream, with deep-fried locusts, giant water bugs, and marinated silkworms some of the most popular snacks. Some cinema-goers in South America even pop roasted ants into their mouths instead of popcorn. The fact is, the food we eat is largely influenced by culture. At a certain point, people in Western countries began to see insects as pests that destroy crops rather than as a food source. Now, bugs are mostly only eaten to shock TV audiences. Many Westerners wouldn't hesitate to order shrimp and lobster in a fancy restaurant. Yet these are arthropods, just like insects. Some even describe them as the bugs of the ocean. You may be surprised to learn that we all already eat insects. Amazingly, we eat 0.5 kilo of insects each year, as insect contamination is often unavoidable when manufacturing foods. By law, chocolate can have up to 60 insect parts in it per 100 grams, for instance. You'll probably think twice now before tucking into your next bar of chocolate. But don't insects taste terrible? Well, apparently not. Fans of the witchetty grub, considered to be the fillet steak of the bug world, say that it tastes like a tasty cheese omelette rolled in dough. Fried crickets taste just like nuts, and barbecued grasshoppers like roasted peppers. Just don't look at your plate first. Not only can insects taste agreeable, but they are plentiful too. So far, we know that 1,400 are edible, but there are thousands more that we haven't tried. Insects are such an abundant food source that it seems crazy not to use them, says one head chef. We've just got to get over our fear of eating them. The EU agrees and is soon going to launch a project to promote insect eating. They see it as an environmentally friendly solution to the problem of feeding the world. Insect farming takes a fraction of the resources needed for producing meat. Insects are healthy too, full of vitamins and protein and low in cholesterol. It seems that dishes such as scorpion soup will start appearing on our Western menus sooner than we think. Certainly, many scientists think that by 2020, insects will be available in our supermarkets. If this seems unlikely to you, remember that aubergines and sushi were once alien foods at the Western table. Insects, once seen as pests, might just become our knights in shining armor in the very near future.